Exclusive: Missouri AG Eric Schmidt hits back at Democrats' fascist label after backing Trump in DOJ legal battle. By Joshua Klein on September 23, 2022. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt, the Republican candidate for Missouri's Senate seat, hit back at a Democrat for labeling him a fascist for his defense of former President Donald Trump's constitutional rights following the Biden administration Department of Justice's DOJ unprecedented raid of Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. In an exclusive statement to Breitbart News on Friday, the state attorney general called out Democrats for their increasingly radical conduct. "The arguments in the brief speak for themselves, but this attack demonstrates how radical the Democrats have become when they will call you a fascist for simply telling the Department of Justice, which has become overly political under Biden, to keep its investigations impartial," he said. On Tuesday, Schmidt signed onto a brief which calls for more transparency during the former president's ongoing legal dispute with the Department of Justice, DOJ, over content seized during an FBI raid on his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida last month. Claiming the move indicated Schmidt is prioritizing politics over Missourians, Democratic Missouri State Representative Ian Mackey attacked the attorney general, calling him a fascist for his politically motivated act. "Am I surprised that the fascist attorney general that helped fund the insurrection through the Republican Attorneys General Association would be taking Donald Trump's side on this issue? Of course not," Mackey said. Earlier, Schmidt's spokesperson Chris Newell said he was proud to join the brief. Led by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's office and signed onto by 10 other state attorneys general, the amicus brief seeks to ensure the return of privileged and potentially privileged documents taken during the unprecedented raid on a former president's home. Subsequent to the FBI raid, Schmidt joined outraged Republicans in calls for retaliation against the FBI, while promising to take a wrecking ball to the DOJ if elected to the Senate. Last month, Schmidt highlighted the poor consequences of Democrat leadership as he blasted St. Louis leaders for blaming the city's crime issues, in part, on car manufacturers, instead of on Democrat policies. "St. Louis has a violent crime problem. What's causing crime in the city? The mayor's war against the police? The prosecutor letting criminals run wild?" he asked. "Evidently, city leaders think it's the cars." "Yes, car manufacturers are to blame, not criminals," he said. "You can't make this stuff up." In July, he called St. Louis Mayor Tishora Jones an unserious person seeking to score political points at every turn while turning a blind eye to the ceaseless murders plaguing the city. Sadly, her tenure is synonymous with forced masking, crime, defunding the police, and now illegal taxpayer-funded abortions, he added. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.